Hello and welcome to the Career Changers podcast. I'm Elisa Martinic and I'm the founder and editor-in-chief of the Career Changers. I'm definitely one of them. I learned from my experience that following our dreams requires courage, self-awareness, and a lot of inner work. I love to discover stories of career change and share them with the world as a source of inspiration for all those who are still searching. Career changes are not a straightforward chronology written in our CVs, but the sum up of our dreams, ambitions, failures, and successes. The Career Changers is an online community that aims to inspire thousands of people during their journey to self-realization. We discover and share inspirational real-life stories of career change. We inspire people that are thinking to change career. We support people that want or need to change career, but feel stuck or lacking confidence and clarity. We connect and collaborate with organizations that support career change across different industries. I believe that thinking to have only one job or career in our life is a limiting belief, unless that job or that career make us happy. Life is a journey, and with one third of our lives spent working, it would be unimaginable to not have a desire to explore new avenues. Welcome to the Career Changers podcast. Hello, and welcome to a new episode of the Career Changers. Our guest today is Ben Gold, a AI consultant, thought leader, and speaker specializing in practical AI solutions for individuals and organizations. Curious fact, Ben holds a distinctive accolade from the early 80s. He was recognized as the first video game world champion. But today he's here to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of AI and how ChatGPT can help you to thrive in your career and find your next job. Welcome, Ben. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. That is awesome.
So let's start with your background. How did you start your professional life, or better, what was your first job?
You know, my first job, if I were to say when I got paid, was when I was like 6 years old and I worked in my father's, he had a fabric company, and I was paid $1 a day. Don't report. He's 90 years old now, so not going to report him. But, you know, I was paid $1 a day to separate out these cards for recycling that they had, that they used for the computers back then. But I worked for my many, many summers. I worked at my father's, he was basically a wholesaler for fabric. So I worked in the warehouse, and that was a good experience to get a work ethic. My first like real job, I'm not sure if I call that a real job. When I was a freshman in college, I was working at Mrs. Field Cookies. Okay. So I got up early and made a bunch of cookies. But as I worked, I eventually began to be very focused on international relations, politics, and I spent a lot of time in Europe. And so I really, for my early life, my dream job, what I really wanted to do was like be in the Foreign Service, like work at embassies and things like that. And so I lived 10 years in Europe. And during that, from my college experience, I was studying international relations and economics. And in the early 90s, I made the decision to done some consulting work in Eastern Europe, spent several years in Romania, where I met my wife. And really what happened, we made a very important decision in the early 2000s, when I brought her home, and I decided to move back to Dallas and focus on really business development and technology. And for the last 20 years, I have been really in technology sales and development.
Was that your dream job when you were a child, or you were dreaming of something else?
So I always thought of, you know, as a child, I never really thought of my career. I just knew one of the things that I liked was I always loved traveling. So I always said that I would love to have as a profession the ability to live and be in different places. I never said like I want to be an astronaut. Definitely didn't want to be the president. Although there was a moment where I wanted to be the president because I saw how much power he had. But I quickly grew out of that one. So that was really what I was thinking of.
So how did you progress in your career? Is there been anyone or anything that's been a major source of inspiration during your career journey?
I've had different mentors that I've worked with. As a matter of fact, one of my mentors that I look up with, we're actually doing some business together. He was working in a technology company and retired and now started his own insurance business. And I'm helping him mentor real estate agents and mortgage brokers on AI. But when I think of mentors, I look at people that have been kind to me. That are successful in their career, but then are willing to take the time at key moments in my life to give me advice that's good for me. Because I've had a number of bosses and colleagues that have looked out for themselves and I feel manipulated or used me to further their goals and I kind of get spit out at the other end. But there are a few people in my life that are very successful. There's obviously people like Tony Robbins and the people in the Shark Tank that I've looked up at from the point of view of I see valuable insights that I can learn from them. But I always think of the people that truly in my life that have been willing to say, you know what, Ben, I know that this what I'm doing might not benefit me, but I want to benefit you in your career. And if that helps me, that's great, but I really want to do this for you. And I've had a few people that have helped me out like that.
Mm-hmm. So I guess it's only in the last few years, or last year maybe, that there is this big talks about AI. So what was exactly in your career that you started to be involved with AI and then decided to become an AI consultant?
So that was... what happened was over this 20 years of working in organizations, that first it was about just general technology, then it became cloud-based technology. The last 5 years, I have been working with an organization that used AI. And so when you think about AI, and this is probably a good way to give it to, a lot of people are very confused about it. Think of AI as being around for decades. That is Google search. If you're Netflix recommending your next movie or Amazon recommending the next product, that's all AI. That's all AI working in the background. That was for large corporations. So for 5 years, I worked on an AI project that used an AI model that was developed by the company to analyze large amounts of conversations. And I loved it. I mean, I really spent a lot of time because that was just fascinating. How do you take this huge amount of data and be able to transcribe and summarize it in a way that's actionable? And so I actually did a lot of consulting for our clients to show them how they can better leverage the voice of their customers. Now, generative AI is something different. This is ChatGPT, which, by the way, last week turned 1 year old. Ooh. And there were a lot of little birthday pictures of it. ChatGPT is a different animal. That's called generative AI. It's using what is called a large language model, or they call them LLMs. Basically, it's like ChatGPT, their paid version, uses over a trillion data points. And that those trillion data points allows them to come up with very insightful information, and they're able to predict the next word. So for example, if I said yesterday, love was, it would be able to say that probably is from the Beatles song Yesterday. And it would either give the rest of the lyrics, then explain Paul McCartney or explain who everybody is and the impact, because it is able to understand these patterns. Now, that's what generative AI, I like to think of it as democratization. What's different about this is that you or me, we can go into ChatGPT or Claude or some of these other models, and we can suddenly generate our own content. We can suddenly take tasks that took an hour, you can get them done in 5 minutes. Because, you know, writing a blog post or writing an email or a cover letter, doesn't matter what it is, whether you're a job seeker, whether you're employed, this AI has has made a big transformation because people now can be more efficient.
So I guess the press is always looking for headlines, and it's very easy to talk about the threat of AI. But what are the positives of AI? How can AI have a positive impact on our lives?
And that is a really, that's a good question, because I think that the positives, there's a lot of positives. We can talk, so think about what can happen when you have a technology that is 5, 10, or 20 times more efficient than humans. So things, for example, you individually can get more work done. You spend less time thinking about, you know, ideating. You can now have your own business coach on ChatGPT and say, I'm thinking of doing this, help me out here. And you, once you learn how to work with generative AI, it is very powerful. So people can be more efficient. There are technologies, for example, in medicine, of using AI to diagnose illnesses. They're working on creating almost virtual robots that can perform surgery. So these are the kinds of things that can help our health, that can be able to help us understand things about ourselves that normally we would take a lot longer to be able to process the information.
And so you work also with organization. You can explain better what you do. But how can AI have a positive impact on organizations?
So for organizations, I work with a large number of them, education, specifically in the educational field as sphere, as well as with software companies. So for example, this week I'm going to be consulting with several software companies. And one of the things I'm trying to help, they're trying to adopt an AI strategy. And it's important to understand that there are lots of AI tools out there. And it's important to think about what is my strategy, because how can it help? Well, take, for example, marketing. Marketing is one where content creation is a big issue. Now you have tools that can help you create blogs. There is, for example, I'll give you an example. There's a tool out there called Cast Magic that takes a 30-minute blog or podcast like this, and it will instantly transcribe, it'll summarize, it'll create the LinkedIn post, the Facebook post, the TikTok and Instagram posts. There's another tool out there that can take the clips and actually pick the top 15 clips and why they're important and have them actually subtitled and created. So when you think about this, the AI creates automation for repetitive tasks. And by eliminating this need for repetitive tasks, it allows you to be able to have a more, to be able to take your time and energy to focus on the strategic. Now, that's also partially about how AI can help people with their careers, because I am a big proponent that you need to learn AI to thrive in your career. That is, there's a lot. So for example, if anybody on this that's listening to this does not have a free ChatGPT version, I say press pause, type in ChatGPT into the search bar, set up your own account and start playing with it. Because one of the things that I've worked with a lot of job seekers, and what I've said to them is, you're going to find that certain jobs are going to disappear. And that is, in other words, content creation is the game has changed. So if you're an artist and you create images, you need to learn Midjourney and DALL-E 3, because right now those are tools that create images quickly and generally for free or for a very small fee. And I'm working with a lot of students and saying to them, embrace AI now, because you need to know it by the time you get out of school. You're going to need to know these technologies. And that's a really big thing here, is that companies are going to hire people who understand how to take the AI and to leverage it for their businesses.
So you mentioned that people that are well, that they are already in a job or they have careers, they need to upskill and understand what AI is, how it can impact their day-to-day jobs. But how can they use AI or maybe ChatGPT to thrive in their careers, whether that is finding a different jobs and doing new job application?
Those are two questions. So for somebody that, so I'll give you two examples. One is for somebody that's not happy in their current role. I teach courses on using AI for your career advancement, and there's really six different things that AI can help you with. The first is defining your career objective. You can actually go into ChatGPT and say, here's my resume. And if you have like a personality test that you took or any other kind of test that you've kind of determining what you like, throw it in there. It's good at just the more text, the better. And you say, based on this information, give me five career options and give me a compatibility percent and explain. And now what you've done is you're able to show, it's able to show you, have you thought of being a product manager, of being a sales manager, of being this, and explaining your skills and why that would be a good match. Then you can ask for it to dig deeper. Oh, that sounds interesting. Let me dig deeper. So it'll help you determine your career goals. Are you really doing right now what you want to be doing? The second is it can help you update your resume because now when it knows who you are, it can help you explain better in your resume. So that's a second use case. The third is networking. You can, when you know who you want to build your network with, whether it's to learn more about a particular career field, or if there's a company you're targeting, AI can help you create really targeted, personalized responses. So that's the third one. You can also use it for applying for jobs. You can use it for so for cover letters and things like that to be personalized. A big one is interview prep. You've got that. So you want to look at the social media profile of who you're going to interview with. How do you prepare for that? What questions are they going to ask? How can you rate your answers? So these are all examples of how I can take who I am and find my next job, my next dream job. The second, though, is I'm working in an organization and I want to do better. Okay, so I, you know, that there's lots of ways that you can say, okay, I'm good at what I do, but I want to upskill. And if I'm in marketing, I'm definitely going to want to understand how to use AI for everything from image creation, video creation. I'm going to want to be able to use it for messaging. Want to say, this is my this is our marketing campaign. Here's our goals. Give me other ideas. What do you know, what where can I improve? And you'd be surprised at how AI is able to take that and give really objective feedback, especially when you give it a prompt. So there's two components, a prompt and good contextual data. When you say, this is what I want you to do, and here's information about me.
So when we were talking before, you mentioned the fact that now, for example, if we look at content writing, AI is able to produce a lot of content independently. So that immediately raised the concerns, okay, are those jobs going to be replaced? Or, you know, they may not exist anymore at some point. So that connects with the fact that we all feel there is a threat around AI. And in your knowledge, what are the biggest threats of AI?
The biggest threats of AI is the speed of innovation. And what I mean by that is there are going to be entire jobs that will collapse. Now, typically, for example, today we don't have anybody that is a horse and buggy repair expert. You know, that's not needed because we have cars. And so when the horse and buggy repair experts lost their jobs, they probably went and worked in auto shops. You know, so the point was that new jobs were created. AI is a slightly different animal because it's creating innovation on top of innovation on top of innovation. There is a concept out there called AGI, which is called artificial general intelligence. It's the concept of AI becoming the equivalent of a living, breathing, thinking, working human, of being able to reason, as well. Now, right now, we don't have AGI. People are saying that it's 10 years away, 3 years away. There's a big argument about exactly what it is. But what most people agree to is when we hit AGI, having a computer that can actually think and reason and function like a person, that will be a threat to several jobs, because now you have a technology that truly can reason and perform tasks, whether that's making phone calls or writing reports and being able to do that. And the thing is, we're not there, but every innovation that we come, it gets us closer. And that's part of why there's a lot of turmoil about AI. We need to have regulation. We need to have there's a lot of things here about how are we going to roll out this technology? How do we keep bad actors from manipulating it, using it for bad purposes? So these are the threats that are out there, because we're innovating so fast, and there's a question of, should we stop and think about it and set up frameworks, or do we just keep innovating and figure it out as long as depending upon how fast we go?
So, how do you think as humans we can soothe our fears of AI? Because I guess for me personally, every time I hear this type of conversation, it's quite anxiety inducing because it's obvious to think about the future and what will happen. So, do you have any suggestions? What can a person do in terms of, say, okay, what can I do to protect my careers, my future?
Well, let me ask you a question here, Elisa. Have you used ChatGPT yet?
Yes.
Okay, and you do you, and so that's good. So a lot there's so the first thing I say is embrace it. And what I mean by embrace, and I know this sometimes sounds, some people think I'm crazy, take 60 minutes a day for the next 3 months. Take 1 hour and research AI. What does that mean? What is your industry? Is it human resources? Is it sales, marketing? And if you join the LinkedIn groups, start following thought leaders, follow people that are in your industry using AI, and suddenly learn how they do. I personally try to look at two new apps every week that are out there that are with AI. The more that you work with it, the more that you're in ChatGPT and using it and seeing how it works, the faster you're able to it no longer is scary. So I give you an example. Last week I was at this conference in Tampa for fraternities, sororities, and universities, and there was a lot of skepticism and a lot of fear about AI. And I said, look, guys, here are ways that AI can help you personalize information, that you can become better at what you do. It's not necessarily going to replace you, but you should embrace it. And I've said, and when I speak to faculty and professors, I'm like, I understand that you ChatGPT can be abused for plagiarism and for students not thinking. And it's like, hey, write this history exam. And they type in a few sentences and they turn that in. And that's very detrimental. However, I will say to them, you have to embrace AI right now, and you have to incorporate this in your curriculum, because if you tell your students AI is not important, they're not going to find a job when they graduate. So they need to understand, if I'm a graphics designer, and a graphics designer a year ago had a different outlook. Today, a graphics designer is going to need to use AI, because the expectation is you're going to be charging less, you're going to be giving a higher level of output, you need to be more efficient, and you need to understand the power of Midjourney and DALL-E 3 for generating these amazing AI images. And that's an example here where you can be proactive. And I feel like people are afraid of the unknown. But if you take the time to learn about the unknown, you then become less afraid of it. One other thing I'll say is that I do a lot of consulting for companies and individuals, and that's part of what I say is, let me help you demystify this and understand that this can be your friend. And let's talk about the things you do on a daily basis and how can we take these AI tools to make you better and more efficient at what you do.
So how can organizations become human first? And I mean, you're in contact with them. So do you think they are having this type of conversation? There is an interest there to protect humans in front of the threat of AI.
That's a hard question to answer. And the reason is, and I say this with a little bit of sadness, that a lot of the original people that created AI did it for the benefit of humanity. Corporations are looking at AI applications that replace people. So how can we have a chatbot that goes on the website and answers questions without having to hire a customer service rep? How can we have a bot that can place an outbound phone call and sound like a human and be personalized without having to pay a strategic development rep? So on one hand, there is this question about humans first. There is these efficiencies, helping people make their jobs better. But I feel like there are some companies that are misusing this or looking at AI as a way to cut the number of people that have jobs with them. So it's a double-edged sword.
So each of us with our choices can have a positive impact in the world. You are doing some great work, very innovative. You're helping people. How do you feel you're making the world a better place?
Wow. You know, everyone would like to think that their legacy is they make the world a better place. and so I would like to think that part of what I'm able to do is give inspiration to people and help them. When I talk to a job seeker that's in their 40s or 50s, I'd like to think that I'm giving them honest feedback on how to reinvent themselves, because maybe they've been applying for jobs for the last 3 months or 6 months and nobody's replying. And I've said to those people, rethink this. Let me show you what this AI does. Now, knowing what you know, maybe there's a way you can change your messaging and you can compete and get that next career opportunity. And for younger people, I want them to think about how they can leverage this to make themselves more productive, more happy. So that would be my way is demystifying AI and sending that message is my way of doing that. Some might argue whether that's making the world a better place, but I'd like to think it does.
So we covered this before initially, where we say, what is the positive impact of AI? But if you can recap, how would you say AI can make the world a better place?
So if we're thinking of a utopia, okay, like a lot of people say, here's a utopia of AI, here's a dystopia. Utopia is we're sitting on the beach, our robots are giving us the margaritas and the daiquiris because they're doing all the grunt work that we don't want to do. And we have more time for leisure and for spending time with family and doing the fun stuff. That is the way it could happen, because the AI, we are learning how to get mundane automated tasks delegated to computers.
So what type of advice would you give to anyone looking to change their career in this moment of transition where AI is there, but is not completely there yet?
So I know I've kind of hit upon this, but I can say that my advice is whether you have a wonderful, you love what you're doing or you're looking at changing, take an hour every day and look at AI and ask the question, is this something, you know, maybe you can discover a new passion by seeing some tools that can do things that you couldn't do a year ago or 2 years ago. There's a lot of inspiration that I've gotten from AI and from some of the AI output. And I'm really impressed with some of the things I've accomplished in terms of building out business plans and being able to communicate with people because of what I've learned through this journey with AI.
And really now the last question, if you could give yourself a piece of advice, what would you say to your younger self that probably at the time didn't know about AI anyway?
My general thing that I would have done to my younger self is say, talk less, listen more.
Well,
that's what I would have said to the younger self of mine, because I was so opinionated and said a lot of stuff. And I've learned the value of sitting back and listening before I come up with solutions or try to help people out.
Well, thank you, Ben, for joining us today and sharing your inspirational story and wisdom about AI with our listeners. And a last message for our listeners, don't forget to subscribe to our channel and tune in next week for a new inspirational episode of The Career Changes. Thank you.